This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Pitchers and catchers report today, Dell. You got to be excited. This has got to be like your favorite day of the year when pitchers and catchers report. You and Niall.
Yeah, it's great.
You and Niall love this day.
We got to pretend like these guys running laps for the next 2 weeks is a big deal. Great.
I'm excited. Well, I'll be there on Monday when everybody reports. I don't want to pitchers and catchers, dude. They're so special. No. When everybody gets
there. But you're like a pitcher and a catcher.
I'm not a catcher, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's an easy joke. Yeah, okay. Congratulations to you for that one. No. You're like a pitcher. You went there. You get there for everybody else. And by everybody else, I mean the other people you work with. Except, unlike baseball, we don't ever show up. Like, Lance won't be there.
He didn't want to go.
Won't be there.
Lance is busy doing his draft
that's
stuff.
True,
Raheel didn't want to go.
That's a lie. Did
no,
you ask?
He didn't want to.
Yes, he always wants to be away from his family. Of course he
no,
wants to go.
No, he can't. He doesn't want to leave baby Trickster for that long.
He didn't mind letting her straggle in an HEB. Yes, he would leave her.
No, it's impossible. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave his wife. He wanted to stay home, make sure. And you didn't want to go.
Oh, you didn't ask me. If I could have gone and not had to do with baseball stuff and just hang out, I would have gone.
Well, no, but you have to do baseball stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. But you didn't ask. So, John, you're like a pitcher and a catcher.
Not so much.
You're bi.
Did you see? Have you seen? So we'll be there next week. Well, by we, I mean I.
Oh, by the way, Lance isn't here.
No, Lance is never here for the
starter. Well, he texted us just now to tell us why he isn't here.
What is he doing?
He sent an emoji of what he's doing. He said it couldn't wait.
I see sending poo emoji.
Because, well, it couldn't wait.
Have you seen the Kim Jong-un impersonator?
Yeah, that's a dangerous profession to be in.
I would think.
I don't, particularly in that region. I know it's not his country, but he's pretty close.
He's right there.
I'm not doing that.
No. You don't think some fanatic from North Korea would love to take him out and for his hero, Kim Jong-un?
Fanatic. It won't be a fanatic. It will be government ordered.
Or it could be some fanatic.
No, it'll be government ordered, but it'll be put on a fanatic because you always need a fall guy.
Oh, sure. You got to have a fall guy.
How would Kim Jong-un say that? No, you don't do it?
He would say you have to have a fall guy is what he would say.
Oh, would he?
Yes.
So you can do an impersonation or an impression of Chris Carter.
Right.
But you won't do it of Kim Jong-un?
No.
No.
No. No. No, no, no. You got to have a fall guy. See? You got to have a fall guy. My voice is too deep today for it. I don't know why. I don't know why my voice is so deep today.
It's probably all that drinking.
It's definitely all that drinking. And now, no drinking.
For the next how many days?
No drinking. No Coors Lights for 47 days. How's that?
I want them to jump back on so you can talk about them, but not drink.
I'm going to still talk about Coors Light.
Of course you are.
Don't get me wrong.
I need you to do a live every day, but never get the opportunity to drink. In fact, Coors Light, start sending John beers. In fact, if you listeners want to send up Coors Light to the station and have John not drink them, that'd be something to do. Just send up a six-pack.
That would be horrific people to do.
People.
People are nice, not like you.
I'm just saying, if you want to treat John, actually, you're really treating me because John can't have any of it, send in Coors Lights, and John won't be able to drink them for the next 40-plus days. Then you'll have a backstock. Oh, look who's back.
Look who's back.
It's embarrassing. Aren't you embarrassed? Put your headphones on. Aren't you embarrassed? You're supposed to be a radio professional. You miss almost an entire segment because you got to go do something.
I had to go let one of the interns in.
For 7 minutes?
Yeah. What?
I lost my card.
You
wait a minute.
You let an intern in?
It's after 8 o'clock. You don't have to let an intern in.
No, they get in the building.
At 7 o'clock.
And the door's unlocked out here.
Not if they fell and hurt their knee.
What?
I had to carry Andrew in.
You're walking with one leg.
I had to carry Andrew in because this boot is pretty stable.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to be Gilbert here. Let me ask you something. When you're over at a 790, did you miss entire segments because you had to go poop?
I don't know. I don't, wouldn't even know what that's even like because I was helping.
Well,
I lifted Andrew. I'm glad you think it's funny that Andrew tore a PCL probably.
I know
MCL.
We want to play this game where we haven't talked about this already before you got here, but we've already talked about your text message. So let's move on. Yeah.
Your, that was a joke.
Oh,
was
it? Emoji.
Have you, that was a joke. Did you miss like 6 minutes of a segment on whatever, however many shows you've
absolutely.
Been on? The big show was.
Oh, absolutely. Now, to be fair, we also had 7 minute breaks. So you could just do things. You could get things done. You
yeah,
could
not,
do things. We would get a football and throw the football. Dell, I don't even know if you'll throw a football with me out here.
I wouldn't throw a football with you.
Well,
you it seems like you're inaccurate.
Why wouldn't you throw a football?
Because he accurate. Seems like inaccurate, and I don't want to take a shot over the middle because he can't
very
put
accurate.
The ball where he needs to be.
By the way, I went to a place yesterday, a restaurant. This is not a advertising. I'm just telling you.
Did you miss a segment of your lunch to poop there too?
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about, Dell. You're making things up. I
am
was helping.
I? Look what you've
well,
done.
You know what?
Did you
thoughts
miss
and
dessert?
Prayers to Andrew. Thoughts
did you, did you miss dessert
yeah, because
to poop?
You're pooping? You quit on
thoughts
the show.
And prayers to and Andrew's knee.
You quit on the show, and the U.S. has given up a 2-goal lead in the third period because of you.
Holy crap.
Tied
at
2? Oh, fire
they
Tony.
To fire the manager.
The coach.
He's the coach.
It's the coach. Oh, whatever it's not it's baseball.
Called. I went to a place called Nancy's Hustle yesterday for dinner.
Oh, I heard of this. Yeah, how was it?
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, really good. One of those, and this is what it's medium plate, small plate, or medium plate, large plate, to where you get a bunch of medium plates. You know, 4 or 5 share with the table, and then what we did was get 2 or 3 large plates, and then you know share that too. But man, it was good. And then my penicillin cocktail, which I love. It was really good. It's tucked away now. It's not in a fancy pants part of Houston. It's just tucked away.
You don't want to tell people where it is?
No, I can't remember. It's
oh,
like I exited, I went 45 south, like you're headed to U of H, took the first exit, you turn, then you take a right. I can't remember what the address is, but the food was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, food was really good. And the vibe, they have a reel-to-reel, they're playing music, they have a reel-to-reel. I don't know if they were actually playing music on a reel-to-reel, or if that's just, if they're playing music and that's just something that they have to kind of... it was a diverse crowd. It was crowded yesterday. I don't know if it was because it was pre-Valentine's, which is a smart move to go pre-Valentine dinner.
Let's go out tonight.
Instead of Valentine's
Day. Right.
Yeah,
that's a great move.
When I used to
I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to do Muslim Valentine's Day.
Is that what tomorrow? Tomorrow's Side Piece Day.
Tomorrow is... Oh, tomorrow's
Freaky
Side
Deke piece? Will be calling in with the rules of the side chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll call in tomorrow.
I don't have one of those. I'm going to do like
Raheel. Well, he'll tell you the rules.
Okay. But Raheel does Muslim Christmas... He does Muslim Valentine's Day. He does the day after.
Isn't this considered appropriation of culture, Dell?
No, it's really him just saving money. He does.
It really is.
He just goes the day after.
And he just goes and gets chocolates and candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sprouts and chicken blend.
Whatever he eats.
Whatever the hell he eats.
I feel like those things would be on sale after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, whatever those people eat. And by those people, I mean Raheel and his.
He is the one.
He's Raheel and his family because it's the day after, which saves him a bunch of money. And he still celebrates, but he does it at a much cheaper rate. Let's go. It's 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. I got to talk about Absolute Marble and Ground. That's my guy over there, Jeff Aronoff, and he's ready for you to give him a call. And you know what? This is what you should have gotten her for Valentine's Day. It's another thing that you could. How about new countertops? Isn't that romantic? Yeah. How about a new vanity in the bathroom? Isn't that romantic? Yeah. Why not fix that fireplace? Why not put in a new outdoor patio? Or why not put in a new outdoor kitchen even? He can design it all. He does it. He designed ours in the backyard. Let's do this. Okay, we had a couple of grills, which was awesome. And he cut out the countertop. It was perfect. And then he put in a nice dining area for us as well. Perfect. And Jeff Aronoff does this every single day, and he will do it at your house as well. As extravagant as you want it or as simple as you want it. Call him up. Tell him you want your 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN. 97.5.
While you bull corner in the 2018 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE is back. It's taking place this Saturday, but this is your last day to sign up. This is it. All teams have to be registered by midnight tonight. And this is the biggest 3-on-3 tournament in Houston. It's hosted at the University of Houston Wellness and Rec Center with juniors, that's 17 and under. They're competing at the gym, quote unquote, the gym in Humble. Both venues are going to have skills challenge, a 3-point contest, and even a dunk contest. And for the first time ever, all championship games are going to be played at Toyota Center, and that's going to take place February 24th. So, all participants receive tournament jersey, player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. Don't miss out. The Blacktop Battle, it's been going on for years. Well, the registration ends tonight at midnight, so do not miss out. For more information, go to Rockets.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Nice job, Tone. U.S. hockey lost.
Choke City.
Nice job. Up 2-0.
It all turned when Lance missed that segment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. True. They were winning.
That's fair.
And then you go to the bathroom.
We'll save a life.
Daryl said last time Lance dropped a deuce, he changed stations.
Maury?
No, not that Daryl. Daryl, Maury won't talk to us.
We don't get to talk to the any Rockets or people associated with the
They're
Rockets
They're red
anymore.
Hot, and now they won't associate because you guys were bashing them forever, and now they're 30 games over.
No, actually, Charlie Pelullo will be talking to Jeff Van Gundy today.
He's not a Rocket.
Yeah.
He has
He's also
ties
not
with
on
the
this
Rockets,
show.
But he's not on this show, and why is that?
Why is that, Lance?
No, we can't figure it out.
No, yes, we can.
Easy. Actually, we can figure it out.
We can figure it out. It's really difficult. Easy. You forgot to call him.
Why can't Daryl Morey? Maybe because this show's been saying, oh, the Timberwolves, oh, the Blazers, everyone else is really
what do you mean
good.
This show's
from 30 games over.
From 7-9, no one's propping up the Timberwolves.
7-9, this from 11-1, it's anti Rockets.
It's not anti Rockets, it's anti Zierlein.
From 11-1, it's
You see?
You see what I was talking about?
I'm not going to lie.
See what I was talking about?
Yep.
Anti.
You cost
the not welcoming.
I was pretty clear about that
not
yesterday.
Not inclusive.
Non-inclusive.
Well, you got to take your shots when you can. I've been excluded most of my life. Got to take a shot when I can.
Oh, really? Have you been excluded?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah. 11-1.
Strug life you've been leading.
Nah, not strug life. 11-1. I grew up in North Long Beach, not strug life. 11-1. We like to respect radio, unlike Zierlein.
Do you respect the Rockets from 11-1?
No. Sure.
Yes, we talk about the Rockets a lot.
Yeah, whatever.
What, about how James is going to fall apart and how the Rockets are just doomed for failure?
No, I won't start that train until second round of the playoffs. Right now, James is going to be fine.
You're going to be sad? They're going to make you sad again.
They're not going to
When they keep on hitting W's.
How are they going to make me sad?
Whenever they roll right through your second round. Your pathetic second round.
Okay. We were talking this crap last year and we see what happened.
Let me know what happens.
You know what I'm very confident in? The two stars of the team have never made it past the second round as actual stars. Actually, I'll give James that. He did get to Western Conference
Finals. You ever had a peanut butter salad? You ever had a peanut butter sandwich? A little dry. You ever had a jelly sandwich? Too sweet. You ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Delicious.
When James Harden has reached farther in the playoffs?
Delicious.
I don't feel so comfortable. That's all I'm saying.
Peanut butter and jelly.
When you're... Aren't you depending on Chris Paul to be the guy to kind of bounce everything out?
Would you like a mouthful of dry, just cooked but dry spaghetti?
No.
No flavor. How about just a handful of I don't know why you're eating with a hand, but just a bunch of
spaghetti sauce.
Your people call it a gravy.
Yeah.
Hey, John, would you prefer...
It's all right. You'll take it, but it's better when it's all together,
let's
right?
Stick with the sandwich analogy. Would you prefer, let's say, you got Jif here. Let's say Steph Curry's Jif.
Okay.
Would you want the, let's say, Walmart brand, good value peanut butter if you could have the Jif? And what would you take to win a series? Walmart brand or the good value or the Jif to win a series? Like, to win that sandwich matchup?
Well,
it depends on how hungry I am.
If I was from Cheapistan, like Raheel.
He's not from Cheapistan.
That's what my buddy said. Chris said, is he from Cheapistan? Yes, he is. If I was from Cheapistan, I would want the non-name brand,
but you're not
generic.
But you're not.
Although they cost the same.
Oh, if they
apparently
no.
In Dell's thing, I know where he's going.
Wait a minute. The cheapest stand brand is more expensive.
Actually, technically, than Jif. Right.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to say cheapest, Dan. You mean the 60-point triple-double on the MVP?
No, but if you're
not cheapest,
if
Dan.
If you're looking to get the best sandwich possible,
no,
you want the Jiffy, champion of sandwiches.
It's Jiffy versus Peter Pan right now is what we're talking about.
If you're looking...
Mm. And Jiffy's got a bad ankle, by the way.
Mm. Mm. But Jiffy also has the greatest jelly of all, maybe the best jelly in the league right now.
It's a sensitive jelly with burner accounts.
But that jelly, yeah. That jelly is maybe the MVP of all jellies right now.
Is it?
Well, at least he was the finals MVP. That jelly was finals MVP last year.
Feels like.
Yeah, but is that more important than regular season? No. How many more games are in the regular season than the finals? Thank
Do you.
Do
you win a title for
Thank
regular
you.
Season MVPs?
Thank you.
Do you win titles for regular season MVPs?
Yes.
We've got peanut butter jelly. Yes. We've got Nutella.
Apparently you haven't seen
Astros.
Daryl Morey's Twitter account.
Yeah, and Mr. Anti-Baseball. We've got Nutella and peanut butter and jelly, and we've got a habanero jelly. We got a spread with the Astros. What do you want?
I don't know.
Would
I
you like a Justin Verlander sandwich?
I don't know. Why
or a George Springer sandwich?
I feel like the Rockets are full of guys who make preserves that are being made in someone's backyard.
30 wins.
I don't know if I want those preserves guy's backyard.
43-13. You see? What can they do to sway Dell? Do they have to win 76 games?
No, they have to maybe get to the second round or third round.
Maybe not beat.
They've done that before.
Maybe not beat the Spurs. Maybe beat the Spurs when they're missing their two best perimeter players.
Like I said, that was peanut butter sandwiches last year. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter and jelly this year. Maybe you didn't hear it. They don't shine shoes anymore.
Jelly just lose to the Utah Jazz with like old ass Joe Johnson and Gordon Hayward?
I don't know who Jelly is anymore.
That's Chris Paul.
You
made the analogy. I'm just sticking with it.
But you had to turn Jelly into Kevin Durant.
Well, your brand of jelly, that Smucker's crap that you like to put in your sandwich.
Smucker's is fine.
It's average.
Smucker's is fine.
It's average.
You just can't take the fact that there's been a variety of ingredients. The cake wasn't baked properly, and now it's like, I think they got the recipe right.
Mm. Well, we'll find out.
Oh, Dash, watch this. Let me get watch you. Watch what this is. Ooh, Bahamute.
Speaking of,
I'm salt baying you.
Speaking of recipes,
Ryan Anderson.
I'm not so sure I trust the
hand blender, hand mixer.
Wow. I'm not sure I trust the cook. By the way,
hand mixer. Who's the cook?
Mike D'Antoni. I'm not sure I trust him.
I trust that cook. He makes a good pizza.
As long as he unseats Greg Popovich.
Yeah, that cook has never gotten past Greg Popovich's kitchen. That's for sure.
Not many have.
Never.
Not many have.
No one has. Well, no. People get by Greg Popovich. Yeah.
Steve Kerr did.
They outcook him.
That's because they had better talent.
Dave
Who else?
Yeager in Memphis has done it before.
Once. And then Dave Yeager was murdered.
But has Mike D'Antoni done it ever?
No. And it's time.
Yeah,
and it's
time.
The time has come. Now he's got all the ingredients.
Top chef.
Now he's going to be top chef.
I feel so confident. I've got Chris Paul, playoff advance guy. I got James Harden, 13 turnovers and disappeared in game 6.
MVP.
And I got Mike D'Antoni
MVP.
Cooking everything.
MVP.
I feel good.
Heat fan over here.
Yeah.
Heat fan getting upset.
Yeah,
I'm not upset.
You already said you keep the Rockets on in the background.
I'm not upset.
Stop hating and start congratulating.
My team has 3 titles since the last time you guys did anything. I feel
fine.
Your
team doesn't even exist anymore. Like all Miami teams, they get disbanded after championships.
3 titles, Lance.
You buy them and then you disband and then you have radio hosts go on and start screaming and yelling at the commissioners.
3 titles, Lance. That's all I care about.
Do.
You can keep talking about bought versus built. 3 titles, Lance.
And
none for you.
You know who's got the title for best bill advisor?
Lanny.
Lanny does.
Lanny joins us right now from Bill Advisor. Lanny, can you ever negotiate for me to pay more for watching like the Rockets, or is it always going to be like just getting lower rates? Is it always lowering my rates, or can you say, wow, this team is so good, I actually want to pay more, but you guys don't really do anything where you have bills go up, do you?
No, raising people's bills is not what we're in the business of doing. I mean, if you're willing to pay extra money, I'll give you my personal address. You can mail it over. But how about we'll just give you savings and go on from there?
So I've been telling people about this whole, I found out, like, don't mention the homeowner's insurance thing yet. Well, you guys, but people can shop your homeowner's insurance. They can shop. You don't want all the text messages yet. You're not set up completely for that. But homeowner's insurance, the auto insurance, you guys do that. You guys will negotiate all of the cell and home and internet and those quote unquote bundles where you think you're getting great deals, but if you've had the bundle for more than a couple of years, you're really not. You guys do all of those recurring bills, all of those recurring bills. And it's not just about getting lower rates. Many times you're able to get bill credits for past payments that you've made. To me, that's unbelievable. You're able to get that from customer retention.
No, and it's amazing. And what it is everyone knows this. You sign up for a service, no matter what it is that you pay for monthly, and over time, the bill just goes up. Well, what we do is we go back and give you that new customer feeling again and get those discounts back for you. You know, when you started off paying for your TV, it was X dollars. It's become a lot more than that. We find that money back for you. You don't have to give up the channels or your speed or your insurance coverage. Nope. You just got to pay less.
Yeah, who's the big winner this week?
All right, big winners. Robert from Plano, $1,850 saved on his TV, phone, and internet bundle. Francis from Pasadena, $1,685 on TV and internet. And then David from Rosenberg, nearly $1,300 on his energy bill. Real savings, man.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And that's your opportunity is waiting. All you have to do is text bills to 313131. That's 313131. Or go to billadvisor.com. Thanks, Lanny.
Thanks, Lance.
Ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
St. Pius quarterback Grant Connell has made it official. He is decommitting from Texas A&M. I've known this for a while. I've kept it under wraps. I know his coach really well. But he's opening it up to everybody. He sent out, I don't know, was this on Instagram or something?
Probably on Twitter. Is it on the Apple, the iPhone Note application? That's what the kids usually do.
That's what they do? That's what the kids are doing? Well, it was reported by Louisiana Recruiting. And now it says, after much consideration and discussion with my family, I feel that I may have committed to Texas A&M a little early. With the coaching transition, along with other factors, I feel it is in my best interest to reopen my recruitment. While Texas A&M is still very much in play, which it isn't, I feel this is the best decision to make at the moment. Thank you and God bless. If you open it up, it's pretty much not in play anymore. I don't know. Maybe Jimbo Cannon, he will be able to get him back, but I don't know. I know LSU's after him hard. LSU wants him badly. I think he would be a good fit at LSU with what they – of course, I don't know what they do offensively, if you want to know the truth. I have no idea what they do.
Pocket passer. He's already a good fit for Jimbo.
Yeah. He is a good fit for Jimbo. But
what quarterback's a good fit at LSU? That's just a lie you just told.
No, I said I don't know. I don't know what they do offensively.
No quarterback has ever been a good fit at
LSU.
Well,
no. They would like to be a drop back team, and they would like to have a runner and a passer, and they just never ever get those.
DeAndre Hopkins at LSU probably would have had 37 catches.
Yeah, well, look at this. Odell and Landry.
They would run him into like.
Good Lord! You had two of the best receivers in the country, and they couldn't
do anything.
Yeah, nothing. They couldn't do anything offensive.
DJ Chark's going to go in the second round. He had a decent year this year, but not great. He didn't get to 1,000 yards.
No, but he had
a bad quarterback. But DJ Chark will be a second rounder. This guy Russell Gage is probably going to get drafted, wide receiver. Yeah. No one even talks about.
Well, it's like Georgia Tech getting
NFL
wide.
Look like, at all the Georgia Tech. Russell Gage guy's a player. How did he not get any passes? It's LSU. What do you expect?
Who's going to throw it to him?
Getting passes.
Who's going to throw it to him?
Yeah,
come on. So there's that. Justin Verlander going at it with Chris Russo. Okay. Apparently Justin Verlander, none too pleased with, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog. It's the Mad Dog. And he's on the MLB Network now, right? Is this from MLB Network? You got it? No, it's loading. Anyway, Chris Russo, he has an opinion. Oh, wait, and is there anybody more New York than Chris Russo?
No, he's the most New York guy you ever run into.
And so they pick up Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Boone.
Hmm?
Okay. Is so they're now.
I don't think Aaron Boone can hit anymore, though.
I don't think Aaron Boone can hit anymore either. I don't think they're going to ask him to do too much of that.
Well, he can manage, but can he hit?
You don't know if he can manage. How do we know he can manage?
Actually, we don't know.
We
that
don't
either.
Have any idea. Yeah. We don't. He came right out of the broadcast booth. That
is I do know Stanton can hit.
Is there in a higher profile job than the New York Yankees when they're going to be good? Did you? Was this a good hire?
I don't know. This is what people do now. Steve Kerr, Mark.
Yeah,
Mark
but Steve
Jackson.
Kerr had coaching experience before that.
Yeah, I guess he had some. Yeah,
Mark Jackson. Well, that didn't work out. As soon as they got rid of Mark Jackson, they
Larry
won it all.
Larry Durker, straight out of the booth. Come on in, Dirk. All right.
Yeah.
Starting to see it more and
but
more.
But it rarely works out for the best.
Right.
Right. Right.
But a baseball guy's a baseball guy, right?
Yeah, I guess. But there's a lot to managing. There's decisions. While it doesn't look like it, I know Dell thinks, well, yeah, you got to stand there in right field.
But more than anything, you're in the American League. And you have a series of analytics now that help dictate. You're playing a game of blackjack, really. Baseball's become blackjack. I know there's feel moves, but they by the book. They do go by the book a lot. And when you've got all this data, which tells you the best matchups, I mean, it's kind of like just playing by the book with blackjack. I don't think it's as hard as the other sports. I'll put it that way. I don't want to minimize it. And I think some of it is keeping your guys up and loose. And I think some of that is maybe psychological with 162 games. But how much managing do you have to do in the American League with all the data?
Oh, still a bunch. Still a bunch. Yeah. Hey, there are a lot of decisions
to be
made.
They know shifts now. Shifts are already pre-calculated by the data. It's not the manager. The data tells you where to put them.
Yeah. Well, but you got to keep on. You got to stay on top of it the whole game. It's nonstop.
Yeah.
While it looks like it moves at a glacial pace, it's nonstop for a manager. Here's Chris Russo talking about this upcoming season.
They bring in Boone, who, you know, is savvy enough, knows enough about New York, out of the broadcast booth, something a little different. Girardi there a long time. I get it. They bring Boone in, and then on top of that, here comes Stanton, hit 59 home runs last year. And he put all that on the table, and the Red Sox have been sort of quiet. There's no way you can't think that the Yankees are the team to beat in the American League. That's not going to make Houston happy, but that is the truth. The Yankees have good enough starting pitching, not dominant, but good enough starting pitching. We all know about how great their bullpen is. And they have five guys in the outfield right now. They've got to figure out how to get them in some playing time, whether Judge in left or Judge in right. Obviously, Stanton, Hicks, Gardner's got to play some. They got Ellsbury. They can't trade. I mean, the Yankees got to figure out a way, or Boone does, to utilize his weapons here in the course of the year. And they're going to have to deal with Ellsbury, who is not getting anywhere. He's not getting traded. He should want to get traded, but nobody's going to take that money. He's going to sit in that bench and rot, and he's going to have to deal with that.
Okay, guys, stop. Oh, my God.
That's Jacoby Ellsbury. No one cares.
No one cares about the Yankees, Chris Russo.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Okay.
The Astros are going to have to deal with this here. But the right, you look at the Yankees. What Yankees are a good team.
They're a good team.
Yankees and Astros were very evenly matched. You added Giancarlo Stanton. That's a big deal. I would argue that Carlos Correa is probably going to be better next year because this is his career path and arc. And his trajectory and arc says that usually players continue on an upward path in year four. So I would expect Carlos Correa to have a bigger year. I would expect George Springer to potentially have a better year than he had last year. I would expect Gerrit Cole to make the starting pitching stronger. They had issues, major issues with health with Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers at times. Justin Verlander will be there a whole year. Uncle Charlie Morton, basically the professor's a new guy. I don't even know. He was basically looked like a Boston Dynamics robot in the postseason. So, no, the Yankees aren't the favorite.
Justin Verlander said, I can think of a reason that the Yankees wouldn't be the favorite. And then there's all kinds of...
Oh, did he say that out loud?
He said that on Twitter.
Oh,
I can think
really?
Of a reason.
That's awesome.
Justin Verlander came back after him. And there's all kinds of memes and everything else, and him holding up the trophy and striking out. Who is that, Sanchez? That just looked horrible. Or oh my God, what a horrible swing on a curveball! And no, the Astros are the favorites, Chris Russo. Despite your,
you think they will be in Vegas? I bet it's the Yankees.
It's the Dodgers. The Dodgers are first, but the Astros are second. No.
I'll check.
Aren't the Astros the second?
The reason I ask is because the Patriots are the favorite next year to win, and that's dumb. That's just All that is just playing off the general public.
You almost have, but the Eagles can't be far behind.
No, they're like 9-1.
The Eagles are 9-1 right
they're
now?
They're like third or fourth. That's ridiculous to me.
Let me take a look and see where, I don't know if baseball futures are out yet on mine. On my
yeah, level. MLB World Series. I got them right here. Here we go. Bum, 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 bum. It's the Dodgers and the Yankees are tied. And the Astros, actually, they're all equal.
They're all equal?
Yeah, plus 450. Then the Nationals, then the Indians, then the Cubs.
The Cubs picking up Yu Darvish.
Sounds about right. Yeah, sounds about right. Maybe he won't be tipping his pitches.
Well, maybe he will be, though.
Maybe he will be.
Maybe he will be.
Dodgers, Yankees, Astros. That does sound right that they should all be about equal. That sounds about right. You can have some slight variances in there, mm-hmm. who your favorite is. But those are the big three.
Anything but the Dodgers in the World Series. Because if the Astros are there, that means I have to watch. They got to sit through Dave Roberts one more time.
Dodgers didn't feel very likable. Who's that outfielder, God dog it, who was killing the Astros? Pretty boy, God, forgetting the Dodgers
name. Yeah.
Who did a little move going around the bases with the home run? I forget Dodgers names.
I forget Dodgers
and
names.
I was like, this douchebag is the right fielder.
Yeah, I forget. And don't. Yeah, I hate that.
Astros likable, friendly.
Yeah,
America's team.
They are America's team.
Dodgers privileged.
Jock Peterson? That the guy you have a problem with?
Yeah, Jock Peterson. He's good now. He's a good baseball player.
Cody Bellinger. Well, Jock Peterson fell off.
No, Peterson was the one who hit home run. Peterson was raking a little bit. Bellinger was terrible. God. It looked like Bellinger needed to quit baseball.
We could only hope.
He struck him. Remember, he was punching out every single time. He was awful the postseason.
His game log. Houston, yeah, he hit.
Who are you looking at, Bellinger?
Bellinger. Yeah, 0 for 4. Well, no, 2 for 5, 2 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 4. But he got it together in the middle of it.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he started hitting better. Oh, here comes Cheapest Dan. 842 ESPN 97.
I don't think value that's the name we should be.
You don't think what?
That feels like a suspension name. That feels like a suspension name.
Yeah, calling the man of Southeast Asian descent, Cheapest Dan.
Tomorrow is Muslim Valentine's Day. 842 ESPN 975. 713-780-3776. Come on in and hang out with us.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are you guys going to watch Kevin Durant's new show, Swagger?
I'm not.
It's about Kevin Durant's life.
Sounds amazing.
And it's called Swagger.
Do you think they'll show any of the burner stuff?
It's like about his childhood.
It's about his childhood. They explore the world of amateur athletic union, the AAU basketball.
Well, here's the deal. If it's a documentary with a ton of footage from when he was younger and all that.
No, it's going to be a TV drama based on his life. It's like some kid. I don't know if they even call the kid Kevin Durant.
Somebody's
going to
be cast as him?
I don't know if even the kid will be called Kevin Durant, but it'll be based on his life.
I'm out.
Would you watch a show based on James Harden's life?
No. Unless it's a documentary.
Well, yeah, everyone wants to see James in a strip club.
I love docs. Yeah, I'll watch it. There's a good way. There's an easy way to do it. Just drive and go there.
They've got all kinds of his tweets when he was younger.
Shut up.
Yeah. He says, Scarlett Johansson, I will drink your bathwater.
Who said that?
Kevin Durant.
KD's a freak.
At the real Amber Rose, I know this is random. I seen you in L.A. and you got the meanest bald head ever. Better than MJ, Charles Barkley. And all of them.
No.
And all of them. In high school, I had a crush on a girl named Mona, and we played horse to see if she would be my girl, and she had a S and quit. Shake my head.
That's from Love and Basketball.
Yeah.
That's just the plot of Love and Basketball.
Yeah. No, it. Kevin, you yeah. didn't live a life. All these things are, you're stealing these from other people.
You're stealing from movies.
You didn't have any cool life.
You remember that Kevin Durant deal where he wanted people to pass gas on him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's not real.
You guys didn't talk about that at 790?
No. What was that? That a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
That was a real thing, or did he take it from a movie?
No, that was a real thing.
What movie?
I don't remember seeing that
one. I don't
that
remember
one.
That in a movie where people want you
I
to.
I thought we were doing Kevin Durant steals movies. Like, do you remember that time where Kevin Durant was hustling people at playgrounds with a white guy? that was White Man Can't Jump. That wasn't Kevin Durant's life.
That was the 2009 Oklahoma City Thunder with Nick Collison.
No, that was White Man Can't Jump. It's different.
Yeah, that was different.
Hmm. Anyway, so.
Remember that time Kevin Durant was recruited?
Nah,
when Kevin Durant was recruited from the backwoods of Louisiana when he was dunking on people in those barns or whatever?
Blue chips. His life that was blue chips.
Yeah, that's right. That was Shaq.
Kevin Durant has a alleged fetish about getting farted on the face.
Who, what?
Who likes?
That was it. No, he stole that from.
From what? Clips for Sale? What? Who did he steal that from?
No, the one where they got gave
Pornhub?
Him pink eye.
Who did he steal that from?
No, where he got pink eye.
Bob Costas?
No, the movie. The movie with the pink eye with.
Home Alone 2.
No, come on. He stole
Die
that
hard.
One too.
Die Hard.
D2, the Mighty Ducks are back.
Quack.
Quack.
Gladiator.
You think when Kevin Durant gets farted on, he goes quack.
Knocked up.
Quack.
Knocked up. Somebody got pink eye because guys were farting on his pillow.
No, but he likes women doing it in his face.
It's the same thing. He stole basically from a movie again.
That's a real fetish.
I've got a fetish for people doing that. No, that was Knocked Up. That's a Judd Apatow movie.
No one has that fetish.
Kevin Durant. Yes, it's a real fetish, John.
It's not a real fetish.
Yes, it is.
Stole it from a movie again.
Yes, it is.
Kevin Durant's whole thing is going to be stolen from a movie.
His whole life is.
He has nothing.
Lance, use that.
I got caught with an iPad in a bathroom by Russell Westbrook. No, this is 40.
Look.
There's another Judd Apatow movie. Stop.
All you have to do is go use your NFL laptop, go use your incognito window, and type in face fetish porn, and you'll see a whole thing.
I'm not typing that in.
Know what Dell's Valentine's Day plans.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, no.
Search a new fetish category.
I'm just trying to set Lance up. That's all.
Why are these guys laying on each other and they call, and this is a sport and you get a medal for it?
I feel like the luge could have been a single man event.
It is.
It kind of is.
Why?
Hey, listen, how about this? Let's do this now. I'll lay on top of you while we fly down the ice. What?
Man,
why not? I just want to do it myself. I'd like to. I'd like to lay on you. Okay.
I am not on your luge team, man.
I am not on team luge.
Hey. When is it going to turn into like the third guy gets stuck on the top? Like,
there's just one more?
Come on. There's three-man luge. Like, nah.
Yo, if it was a four-man luge, I would watch that. Just see how
do they have don't they don't have that
just
do they
keep stacking them up?
Oh, that's bobsledding.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh oh. That luge.
Oh, they almost fell.
That's
why, because you can fall off the guy.
Well, that looks so dangerous.
That was the U.S., wasn't it?
No, that's Italy. Your people.
Oh, my people laying on top of each other. I would imagine Greece would be really good at this.
They're all in.
No, Greece couldn't put a team together.
It wouldn't meet the weight requirement.
Yeah. Like, hey, why is there a 40-year-old guy and a 15-year-old guy doing this? That's not how it should work.
There's a US team. Hey, you want to text your cousin?
Yeah. What the hell?
What the hell kind of shift change was that?
What are you talking about?
How do you blow a 2-0 lead?
It's not 2-0.
What happened?
It's not 2-0.
We didn't see what happened.
It's
what
2-0.
So
what happened at the end?
Slovakia or somebody. I don't know.
Slovenia.
Yeah.
Something.
Somebody not as good as us.
Yeah. Some made-up country. They don't even have an ice rink, and they just showed up to the Olympics. They force overtime. Coach Granato goes with a defensive shift.
Why? Did he shift?
Dude, you got to stay aggressive. That's what got you that 2-0 lead.
Yes.
It's not 2-0.
You know what they say about prevent defenses? It prevents you from winning.
Yeah.
They don't say that in hockey.
Well, they should.
There's no prevent defense
you know
in
what?
Hockey.
And they don't say it in hockey, and guess what else they do in hockey? Give up 2-0 leads.
Nil.
It's 2-0
leads. It's not
so what they should do is say something like prevent defense and shift change.
What do you know? That's the first hockey game you've ever seen in your life.
It sounds like you do know some pretty good hockey.
Oh, I'm all in on hockey.
He's kind of a hockey guy.
All in on the hockey team?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Coach Granato is feeling it right now.
What, name the positions.
Forward, icer.
Icer?
No.
Icer? There's Icers?
No.
Prancer?
No.
No.
That's not Prancer.
No, that's a reindeer.
Was it you Dixon? Were doing fine Vixen. On slashers and Icers.
No, slashers are no such thing. That's not a position.
She's forward. Sockers. Yep.
Wing?
Wing?
Wing no, guard. Yeah, they're
center? Defenseman?
Sweeper? Flex?
No.
No.
There's a flex.
It's not a fantasy football.
There's a flex.
There's not a flex position.
No.
Left wing, center, right wing.
Yeah.
Defenseman.
That's what goalie. I just said.
No, you yeah, said Icer.
Goalie, yes.
You said Icer or goaltender. Yeah. I don't know.
I
remember when KD won his high school championship with a golden retriever and football and
Air
soccer.
Bud. That's Air Bud. It's not KD's yeah, life. He's just trying to pull. Remember when KD played baseball in the backyard in the sandlot and was like, guys, and there was a dog. And
you tell that story. But I remember the story when KD was walking down an alley, got kidnapped, and some guy sold his mouth to another guy's butt. And then some guy sold another guy's mouth to Katie's butt.
No, that's human centipede.
Oh, I thought that was the Katie's
no,
story.
No, that was human centipede.
That was
do you remember
South
when
Park.
Katie was traveling in Europe and stayed at one of their, you know, one of those little cheap hotel things? And then before you
Hostel?
Knew it, he was Hostel. Sold into like sex slavery.
No.
That was the one time where Katie.
Oh, is that Hostel?
Yeah. It's
that was the movie Hostel. Mm-hmm. Or Hostel 2.
In high school, he partied so hard and woke up and he's like, dude, where's my car? And he just kept asking the whole, like, hey, where's my car?
No, that was
and then he went on a wacky adventure and they're like,
No, that was the movie, Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh.
That wasn't Katie's life either.
That was
the name of the actual movie.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember that time that KD was in the basement pretending to be a Nazi, but he was really there to try to disrupt the Nazis? And it was like, but there was super tension because Katie wasn't sure if he was going to use the right the right accent because there's different dialects.
Captain America.
And no. Oh,
what is that movie? What movie are you talking about?
Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, is that it?
From Tarantino. Yeah.
Oh. Remember when he was a gladiator and he got sold into slavery?
No, that was actually Gladiator.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember when he was racing cars and then he got a terrible Rotten Tomatoes grade and I thought it was going to be an awesome movie?
Remember when he was a Panther? And it was a horrible movie because it was a cartoon.
No, because it wasn't a horrible movie. It changed movie making.
I watched it yesterday.
You did?
Black Panther?
It is incredible.
By incredible?
Just life-changing.
No one's going to get after you if you give it a negative review.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to give my review yet. That's one of the stipulations, but man.
Did it change movie making forever as I've read? This isn't just a movie, it's a movement, is one of the others. I was like, it's a Marvel comic. I understand the importance of an African-American director, and there's women who are being cast in powerful roles inside of it, and I get that, and that's all cool and great. It's still Marvel Comics, and it's still two dudes fighting with and doing Marvel Comics stuff. Like, I got news for you. Marvel, my kids, like Mason wants to know, will you take us to Black Panther? I said, yeah, but I'm going to say have the same rule I have with all movies. We're going like on a Tuesday at like 3 because I don't like sitting with anybody.
And you go next week.
And Marvel Comics.
And
I
next
mean,
week.
And Black Panther is going to be, is it not this week?
You're not allowed to go this week.
Oh, no. Too packed. Well, it's too packed anyway.
No. Yeah. You're, no.
Am I just not even allowed?
No, you're not allowed.
No.
Are they?
No. That's what you have Iron Man for.
Stop trying to appropriate.
There's not a new...
Yeah, dude.
Stop trying to appropriate.
Well, actually, there's not an Iron Man now, but there's probably 4 other Marvel comics I could go see since that's all it is now, basically, is, hey, what's at the movie theater? Oh, just 7 Marvel comics movies. Great.
That's it.
I don't watch cartoons.
8:58. We
got to
go
books.
Because we're going to bring in 94.1. We're going to bring him into the fold right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.